Welcome to Community Connection, an IPR original program that explores nonprofit organizations in our area and what they're doing to make our region a better place to live and work. This month, Keegan Beresford brings us the Muncie Arts and Culture Council.
The Muncie Arts and Culture Council, or MAC, started in 2009 as a sort of bridge between the municipality and the arts in Muncie, working to secure grants, represent artists, and develop creative community projects. MAC Executive Director Sherry Conto spearheads much of what the council does.
We in Muncie have a wealth of creative people.
Conto says that MAC aims to handle the business aspect of the arts community with the goal of harboring economic growth and development for the city by supporting its creative voices.
And I don't know, I'm not from Muncie, so it's really obvious to me. I'm not sure it's really obvious to people that grew up here, but for a Rust Belt city or a former Rust Belt city in East Central Indiana, we really have a large number of people that are artistic. And so the challenge is to keep them here and keep their businesses going, and so that they can only stay here if their businesses go.
Conto says that the council is working hand-in-hand with the city on economic development projects like the Cintas building on Madison Street and the cultural trail through the downtown area.
We think and we believe arts and culture can be regenerative for a community. Cultural regeneration means you can develop and revitalize a community using arts and culture as a tool, and that's where we come in, because we can plug into all kinds of things in that way.
For information about the Arts and Culture Council's partnerships, events, and projects, visit MuncieArts.org. For Community Connection, I'm Keegan Beresford.
You can listen to this episode and all of our previous episodes at any time at our website, indianapublicradio.org/communityconnection.